D. To stand or to sit. In recent years, standing meetings have become more popular at many companies. To study the effects of such meetings, researchers at the University of Missouri conducted an experiment in which participants did group problem-solving exercises while either standing or sitting down. The researchers had predicted that the standing groups would rush and make poor decisions. Although the standing groups did take less time to complete their tasks, their decisions were mostly the same as those of the sitting groups. Standing meetings have their critics, however. Business consultant Bob Frisch argues that when people are standing, the physical differences between them become more important. This can lead to shorter people feeling nervous and therefore being less likely to share their thoughts. Additionally, young people's greater physical stamina could give them an advantage if a negotiation during a standing meeting becomes lengthy.
Questions. Number 19. What did the University of Missouri study reveal? Number 20. What is one criticism Bob Frisch has of standing meetings?